This is WSIU On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor Bruce Rauner called for bipartisan approaches to several issues in his fourth annual State of the State address this week. With us to talk about that is Illinois Lawmakers host Jack Tichenor. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
A bipartisan tone for this State of the State address, and it should be noted, of course, that this is a bit of a campaign speech as he heads into a reelection.
They're all campaign speeches in one form or fashion. The speech, though, was pretty much aimed at trying to consolidate Governor Rauner's base in the Republican Party. Of course, you know, he has a very determined challenge by conservative firebrand State Representative Jeannie Ives of Wheaton. So he wants to try to, as much as he can, shore up his support amongst his fellow Republicans against that challenge. He also wanted to call for bipartisanship in a broad range of things, but mainly in the area of economic development. He bragged about this great proposal the state of Illinois has for the Amazon headquarters and a lot of other things that we're working on, and we can achieve these things in a bipartisan fashion.
It's not unusual for a State of the State address to be positive. This is where we'd like to go. These are the accomplishments we've had. But this wasn't all sunshine and roses.
No, he took a few swipes at the Democrats, particularly the leaders. He basically called for a bill that would prohibit lawmakers from having a side business dealing with tax appeals. That was directed against Speaker Madigan, who also has a law firm that deals with that in Cook County. The Senate President, John Cullerton, wasn't wild about that. The Senate President, in particular, came out right out of the gate attacking the governor, saying that, you know, if he's calling for bipartisanship, well, we tried that last year with a grand bargain that we were negotiating with the former legislative leader for the Senate Republicans, Christine Redonio, but he pulled the rug out from her on that right before that was coming to a vote. He said he would have had all the things he wanted, like workers' comp reform, pension reform, property tax freezes, and he didn't want that. And he said that at the end of the day, the governor, you know, if he wants to have bipartisanship, he should call a leaders meeting. They haven't had a leaders meeting of all the four legislative leaders and the governor since December of the previous year.
So we look ahead then, 2 weeks from now is a budget address on February 14th. What do you expect in the next couple of weeks, and what do you think you'll hear from the governor that day?
Well, the governor said he was going to propose a balanced budget, and that got the Republicans to their feet on their side of the aisle, and the Democrats got on their feet, but for a different reason. They were kind of like, well, it's nice that you say that now. You haven't proposed one in 4 years or 3 years. And, of course, the Republicans say, well, Democrats, you haven't done it either. So I think he says that he is going to have that budget proposed and have a bit of a surplus in it while rolling back the Madigan tax increase.
Jack Tichenor, thanks so much. This is WSIU On Topic.